Well, not so much boiled, the scrambles, it's for breakfast. But, and I fried for breakfast. Now, some will want it when you hear them say, sunny side up. You know what that means, don't you?
I think I do. You want me?
What is it?
Is that where the yellow is?
They just put the egg in the skillet,
mm-hmm.
and just boil it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't want it, why then they turn it, and that covers the outside, covers that yellow, the yolk up.
I see. Oh, when we were talking about meats, I wanted to ask you about this expression. Say if you kept your meat for too long and it didn't taste quite right, you'd say it was what?
Tainted.
Tainted. Is that the same thing as spoiled? Is it spoiled when it's tainted?
Well, yes. That's the same thing.
What if your butter was like that?
We call the butter rancid.
Butter is rancid. Have you ever heard anybody, I don't know if this is an old-fashioned word or what, but some people I've heard would say it's got a funky taste to it. Have you ever heard that? A funky taste?
No, I haven't.
Never heard of that? Well, talking about things to eat, could you tell me about some different types of bread that you know about and might have made?
Well, of course, it's just a plain white bread. And then there's the wheat bread, whole wheat bread. You know, that's coarse, and it's brown.
Yes, ma'am.
And then there's the Roman meal bread that Smith was out here. And it is delicious. It's a little bit, it's not sweet, but there's just a little taste to it that's different. It's very, very nice. But you can't keep it too long. If you do, it'll mildew on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but it does. But this white bread, brown bread, and whole wheat bread, and potato bread. Some people make it out of Irish potatoes. And, of course, coffee cakes are not a thing in the world, but a cake dough are more or less of a dough and with seasoning in it, made sweet.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all that is. And that's about the only kind I know.
Well, are there other things that you can make with flour, not necessarily bread?
Oh, you can make your gravy with flour. You can start most of your things with flour. That's the foundation, even for gumbo. Now, they use filé in gumbo. You've heard of that, haven't you?
No, ma'am.
Well, you can only get that mostly in Louisiana. We have it here, but sometimes you have a hard time finding it. And it is something that must have come from the okra. Because you know okra is very, what would you say, slimy.
Yes, ma'am, that's right.
That don't sound tasty, but the gumbo, I mean the filé, is thicker than that. And you can't put just a pinch in your pot of gumbo, and that thickens it. And it has a more or less, I wouldn't say spicy taste. It don't taste like pepper, but it gives it.